But when he put all of his effort on, starting it well out before the fish came alongside and pulling with all his strength, the fish pulled part way over and then righted himself and swam away. "Fish," the old man said. "Fish, you are going to have to die anyway. Do you have to kill me, too?" That way nothing is accomplished, he thought. His mouth was too dry to speak, but he could not reach for the water now. "I must get him alongside this time," he thought. "I am not good for many more turns." "Yes, you are," he told himself. "You're good forever." On the next turn he nearly had him, but again the fish righted himself and swam slowly away. "You're killing me, fish," the old man thought. "But you have a right to. Never have I seen a greater or more beautiful or a calmer or more noble thing than you, brother. Come on and kill me. I do not care who kills who." "Now you are getting confused in the head," he thought. "You must keep your head clear. Keep your head clear and know how to suffer like a man." "Or a fish," he thought. "Clear up, head," he said in a voice he could hardly hear. "Clear up." Twice more it was the same on the turns. "I do not know," the old man thought. He had been on the point of feeling himself go each time. "I do not know, but I will try it once more." He tried it once more, and he felt himself going when he turned the fish. The fish righted himself and swam off again slowly, with the great tail weaving in the air. "I'll try it again," the old man promised, although his hands were mushy now and he could only see well in flashes. He tried it again, and it was the same. So he thought, and he felt himself going before he started, "I will try it once again." He took all his pain and what was left of his strength and his long-gone pride, and he put it against the fish's agony, and the fish came over onto his side and swam gently on his side, his bill almost touching the planking of the skiff, and started to pass the boat, long, deep, wide, silver, and barred with purple, and interminable in the water. The old man dropped the line and put his foot on it and lifted the harpoon as high as he could and drove it down with all his strength, and more strength he had just summoned, into the fish's side, just behind the great chest fin that rose high in the air to the altitude of the man's chest. He felt the iron go in, and he leaned on it and drove it further, and then pushed all his weight after it. Then the fish came alive, with his death in him, and rose high out of the water, showing all his great length and width and all his power and his beauty. He seemed to hang in the air above the old man in the skiff. Then he fell into the water with a crash that sent spray over the old man and over all of the skiff.